Good afternoon. Allow me to continue while being seated. I'd like to thank you all for attending despite your very busy schedule. I also like to take this opportunity to thank you for your continued support rendered to our group companies. Without further ado, I'd like to start my presentation on the financial results for the nine-month period ended December 31st, 2012. First, we are disclosing a performance based on IFRS. Disclosure based on IFRS started with the first quarter of fiscal 2012. Now, for the sake of comparison, we have put together the 9 months figures for fiscal 2011 as well, although IFRS was not used for our fiscal 2011 results. And these fiscal 2011 9 month figures are shown on the left-hand side of the table so that you can compare to fiscal 2012. And there you can see year-on-year change of minus 11.1% in terms of operating revenue and operating income going by 13.2%. But during fiscal 2011, the former SBI Veritrans was sold as part of the organizational restructuring. That was one factor. And also, the company that was not part of the Japanese consolidation rules, was included based on IFRS. VSN. This was later sold, but that was part of this calculation. So let's call them the special factors. They had the impact on operating revenue of 24.9 billion because VSN had large operating revenue because it was the human resources dispatching company. Impact on operating income was 6.8 billion yen. And profit before income tax expenses were impacted by 6.7 billion. So it appears as though the year-on-year change was a decline, but actually, I believe that the results for fiscal 2012 9 months should be looked at in terms of quarterly basis, because only then can you see the effect of the IFRS-based disclosure. Announcements in the first quarter. And so if you compare the first three quarters, you can actually have the true comparison. Now, July-September quarter was a quarter where we felt the impact of the negative movements in the market and economy. But in the last quarter, we felt that when the foreign exchange and the stock prices improve, the impact on our results would be strongly felt as well. That's the impression that we got for the third quarter. For the very first time since we introduced the IFRS, we are experiencing those new findings. 3.1 billion minus and 9.8 billion plus for the third quarter, 12.9 billion yen difference and a 12.1 billion difference in terms of operating revenue and profit for the or the profit before income tax expenses about 3 billion or 1.3 billion rather 13 billion, which is a large difference. Same for the cash flows, again based on the IFRS. I consider cash flow statements to be very important. 40 billion yen net cash inflow from operating activities and investing activities, 1.6 billion yen net cash used, we actually paid back some of the liabilities. So in terms of cash flows, we do have a very solid operation. Cash and cash equivalents at the end of the period, 182.4 billion yen. By segment, here are the results. Operating revenues, financial services business, 26.3 billion for the third quarter. It may appear to have gone down from the July-September quarter, but as of September 2012, Japan Next was converted into a wholly owned subsidiary, and 2.8 billion was the recorded marginal gain in association with that step acquisition. So if you include that as a factor, you will find an improvement quarter on quarter. Asset management, again, an improvement of 13 billion. Biotechnology related, down 34 million. Others, mainly housing and real estate business, decline of 430 million yen. What about profit before income tax expenses for financial services business? Despite this 2.8 billion marginal gain, the third quarter profit totaled 3.6 billion, an increase of 445 million yen. Asset management business, 8 billion, 82 million. Increase of 12.7 billion or so. Biotechnology related, minus 956 million, a decline by 483 million. Again, there was a special factor. The SBI Biotech converted Quark Pharmaceuticals into a wholly owned subsidiary in December of last year, which had an impact of 20.25 billion yen. And others, 527 million, up 15 million yen. Summary of major businesses for financial services, SBI Securities. Good improvement. This is in terms of operating revenues, 1.7 billion yen increase. Liquidity market, foreign exchange transaction, an increase by 0.5 billion yen with higher volatility of foreign exchange. SBI Insurance expanding, an increase by 0.4 billion. SBI Mortgage, steady increase of 0.4 billion. Money Plaza, Morningstar, both recorded an increase. As for profit, SBI Securities, on a quarter-on-quarter basis, an increase of 0.8 billion to a total 2.5 billion. SBI Liquidity Market up 0.2 billion to 0.4 billion. SBI Insurance still recording a loss, but the loss has been reduced by 1 billion, of which 750 million is in relation to the termination of past reinsurance agreements or the one-off expenses. Still an improvement. SBI Mortgage increase by 0.3 billion. SBI Sumishin Net Bank, an increase of 0.4 billion yen. These are all the profit before income tax expense on IFRS basis. Let me elaborate on the major financial service business companies, beginning with SBI Securities. This is based on Japanese GAAP, the cumulative nine-month period. For fiscal 2011 compared to fiscal 2012, revenue declined slightly, but in terms of profit, operating income, ordinary income increased, earnings before tax. For fiscal 2011, due to the special reason, gains on sales of investment securities amounting to 2 billion yen, it was inflated. So if we exclude that factor, profits all increased, while the revenue fell slightly. Looking at other online securities firm, Monex saw an increase with the consolidation of TradeStation, but they are seeing the decrease of ordinary income of 926 million yen. Rakuten, similar trend as increase in revenue and slight decline in revenue, but slight increase in income. And Mitsui and Kabukon saw decline in both revenue and income on a quarterly basis. On a Japan GAAP basis, operating revenue, which are sales, comparing second quarter and third quarter, an increase of 10.6%. And operating income, an increase of 42.3%. Ordinary income, 43.6% increase. And earnings before tax, up 39%. Net income, up 38%. So compared to the growth in revenue, the profits are increased by a larger proportion. Stock brokerage trading value increased by 35.9% quarter on quarter. And commissions increased by 21.4% quarter on quarter. As for investment trust fees, again, we saw an increase, and FX-related gains also increased. We are a pure internet securities firm. So when revenue sales exceed a certain level, then the returns will rapidly grow, as was demonstrated in this quarter. When the operating margin improved from 18.4% to 23.7%, an increase by over 5%. That is the characteristics of the internet securities company. Because we don't have to see an increase in fixed cost. When sales go up, the revenue will go up as well. A better figure for January and even better figure for February, although the month has just started. That's where we stand today. How about SBI Sumishin Net Bank? Here again. Both in terms of the number of accounts and deposits growing steadily, the number of accounts as of the end of January, over 1.58 million, and the deposits totaled 2.622 trillion yen. And 1.4 trillion is the average for the mid-sized local bank, so you know how enormous 2.6 trillion yen in deposits is. What's interesting is, which makes all the sense, when securities do well, securities accounts, new accounts will increase, and when new accounts increase, the new accounts for our banking business will grow as well. The SBI hybrid deposits increase by 1.3 times during a three-month period. The expansion was 126 billion, which should explain the strength of synergy. And 35% of the new accounts at SBI Securities apply for account opening at SBI Sumishin Net Bank as well. I think the actual percentage is higher than what is indicated here. In any event, new accounts are being created with SBI Securities, who would also become the accounts for the SBI Sumishin Net Bank as well. And affected by the recovery of the stock market, the outstanding deposit balance per account has also grown. And we are seeing the outstanding deposit balance per account growing as well. And of course, we need to manage this increasing fund, and we are diversifying the forms of our investment. Housing loans for us is a big portion. These are long-term, so we need to strike a balance between the long-term and short-term. And in that sense, the other shareholder, the Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank, on a agreement basis since October 11th of last year, we have started the banking agency business on a fee basis. in addition to the conventional housing loans via cooperating real estate companies. There are business that we are doing on our own, but the number of accounts are increasing to the extent that we can cater it to by ourselves. And that's why we have decided to have an agreement with Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank as well. And we are seeing the number of loans increasing as well as the commission revenue increasing. The cumulative total of housing loans exceeded 1.2 trillion as of October. And here, the personal loans with the product revision in November 2010, we have the lowest rate in the industry, 3.5%, and we saw an increase by 1.4 times. And auto loans expansion of 1.8 times in a year. SBI Credit, SBI Auto Support. These are the companies that we acquired or set a joint venture with to support our banking business. And these companies, with an expansion in loans, are benefiting as well, seeing their business grow as well. So we are seeing a virtuous cycle here. As for the consolidated results impacted by the bank results, on a J-GAAP basis, we saw the ordinary income of 4.9 billion. But now that we have to pay taxes, 8, 10, 13, or 0.81 billion and 1.3 billion is a net income, and 50% of this, and therefore the consolidated amount for SBI Holdings are increasing by 0.4 to 0.5 to 0.6 billion yen. But on the IFRS basis, actually, for the first quarter, it was negative 0.7 billion, and for the second quarter, only 0.1 billion, and in the third quarter, finally, we were able to record 0.5 billion yen. They are structured bonds within the banking, and prices, should they fall at the end of the quarter, that would be recorded as a negative because of the fair value recording under IFRS. So we have to be cautious here. When you feel that things are going better than anticipated, actually, you might see some negative, including the loss on the swaps hedge. So when you change to the IFRS-based accounting, you find various challenges. Now, SBI Insurance, as I said earlier, a steady growth. Auto insurance topped 500,000 contracts, growing by 53.2%, and compound annual growth rate between December 2009 and December 2012 was 71.5%. Insurance premium continues to increase likewise. As of the end of the third quarter, 13.8 billion yen, and cumulative as of the end of January, 15.3 billion yen. Between December 2009 and December 2012, compound annual growth rate was 64.5%, steady increase. When the insurance premium grows steadily, you need to increase the policy reserve as well. As an insurance company, accounting-wise, the policy reserve will be recorded as expenses, and that's why we see negative figures, the net loss. 1.2 billion in the third quarter, 2.2 billion for the second quarter, but 2.2 billion includes the 750 million yen as the last one-time expenses for the settlement of past reinsurance cases. So we are still feeling the accounting-wise burden with an increase in premium income. What about cash flow, operational cash flow? Since the first quarter, we are continuing to see the profit, that is positive operational cash flow. SBI Mortgage, as the first Japanese company, we were listed on the KOSPI, the Korean stock exchange, and we are seeing the revenue increasing steadily, 31.8% or 29.5% growth, and net income grew by 45.4%. Profit before income tax expense grew by 31.8%. We already announced the results for the nine-month period on January 31st. And the outstanding balance of loans, 1.4 trillion yen as of the end of December 2012. Very strong growth. We are providing the lowest interest rates in the industry. That is a major factor. Now, asset management business. The fair value evaluation of operational investment securities were very strongly felt in adversarial manner in the second quarter and positively felt in the third quarter. Minus 3.3 billion improved to positive 9.2 billion in terms of profit and losses from the change in fair value in operating revenue. And the fair value evaluation was felt in a similar manner for the profit before income tax as well. The improvement of 12.5 billion. There are three reasons why the fair value valuation improved. In the stock exchange, not just Japan, but in Shanghai, 8.8% improvement. New York, 2.3% improvement in terms of the stock market performance. So many of the stock exchanges are improving, and that had positive impact or the improvement in the stock market in the fair value of investment securities improvement. And in terms of the exchange rate against the U.S. dollar, yen depreciated by 10.4%, euro 13.3%, and 11.4% vis-a-vis renminbi. So as the Japanese yen weakens, we benefit from that. And, of course, we are carefully selecting prominent investing companies, and their corporate values are improving. So these three are the reasons that are contributing to the fair value valuation improvement from second quarter to the third quarter. The IPO and M&A deals in the asset management business, 12 on a full-year basis prospect. That will be two less than in fiscal 2011. And bio-related, biotechnology-related business. First, SBI Biotech, which we have 71.6%, on December 25th of last year, on Christmas Day, announced that it will convert Quark Pharmaceuticals into a wholly owned subsidiary, and SBI Holdings recorded 250 million yen as pre-tax loss for third quarter. Many people asked, why are we purchasing, acquiring such loss-making company? But for a biotechnology company, what's important is the pipelines. So in terms of pipelines, Quark has major pipelines such as PF-655, which is for the diabetic macular edema and wet age-related macular degeneration, which are the eye diseases. And they're trying to make drug out of this agent. For PF-655, given its promising prospect, Pfizer Incorporated has signed a milestone agreement, which amounts to, in Japanese yen, about 56.4 billion. So when this reaches the final milestones, the total contingency will be 56.4 billion. This is already in phase 2B in the clinical trials. And when this enters phase 3, the corporate value would improve dramatically. Another promising pipeline is QPI-1002, which is for GDF, kidney transplantation, or the organ dysfunction following the kidney transplantation, as well as acute kidney injury. FDA and European Commission grants orphan drug status for this. We already have the partner drug company, Novartis Pharmaceuticals, which is a world-class pharmaceuticals company. And we already have a milestone agreement in which they would be paying 60.7 billion yen should we succeed. And in addition, there are pipelines in phase one or in IND approval awaiting for glaucoma. These are the major pipelines of Quark Pharmaceuticals. So there are promising pipelines for the mid to longer term. We are planning to IPO SBI Biotech in 2014 with Mizuho Securities as the lead manager. And we believe that converting Quark Pharmaceuticals into wholly owned subsidiary will greatly contribute to the improved corporate value of SBI Biotech. This economic downturn, some people call this the deflationary period. And for this downturn period, we had undertaken various measures. One is the thorough head office cost reduction and promotion of Brilliant Cut Initiative. Another is developing business fields that will provide growth for financial services business in Japan and shift into earnings structure so that we'll be immune to the market fluctuations and pursuing further customer satisfaction, expansion of customer base, and efficient utilization of related big data. We are already seeing the results.
For example, to cut expenses, let us look at the controllable expenses and SG&A. Comparing 2007 and 2011, 3.2 billion yen reduction. And comparing the Q3 2012 and Q3 2013, only for SG&A, IFRS basis, decrease of 1.1 billion yen. For head office cost, 0.5 billion yen reduction. So the book of rights says, what we did was to control out the outgoing by measuring the incoming. And as to the Brilliant Cut, my initiative, this Brilliant Cut is about 58 different the facets, and with 58 facets, diamond the becomes the most bright. And then we picked up 58 different businesses to make them the brighter in our group, and that's how we chose 58 businesses. Comparing fiscal year 2009 and the third quarter fiscal year 2012, 29 profitable companies, now 37 the companies, among which 6 companies have already been sold. So remaining 31 profitable companies. The 13 unprofitable companies are now 7, and 8 newly established acquired companies are now 4, and one of them was already sold. And 7 overseas subsidiaries and rep offices are now 8. We added 1 in Bahrain. So it will be the 7 instead of 8 after the selling one of the 8. And as to Brilliant Cut Initiative, there are the we sold the companies without any the synergy with the core business, and as a result, we recovered the 70 billion yen. For example, the Veritrans sold all the shares of SBI Veritrans to Digital Garage, and as to SBI Axis, in the February 2012, it was listed in the Korean the exchange, and we did not need to have two similar companies, so we sold one of them. As the Wall Street Journal Japan, the shares were sold to Dow Jones, and the strong synergy with banking and securities were not existent, and we wanted to make more synergy by writing the newspaper articles, but the Wall Street Journal has 100% right to write articles, and we did not have it. And as to the SBI Capital Solutions, the equity was sold to other companies, including the fund investments part as well. And we have been restructuring a group. For example, Morningstar Japan absorbed both SBI Search and SBI Asset Management as its subsidiaries. And as to this Morningstar, the owner of Morningstar is called Mr. Costcutter, Mr. Asakura. And the under his banner, the business became very good. And as to SBI Hirjina, the ordinary income became 2.5 times, and SBI Asset Management 3.5 times year on year. SBI Biotech absorbs Quark Pharmaceuticals, and SBI Card took over the point business of SBI Point Union. As to the Brilliant Cut Initiative, please take the special notice to the money, SBI Money Plaza. As to our initiative, we wanted to make the SBI the biggest financial distributor, and most of the banks or insurance companies sell the products that they developed. But what we wanted to do is to set up the table of all the products so that the customers can choose the best products for them, and so that we can choose the products to sell. And by doing so, we target at the biggest distributor, financial distributor in Japan. And that's how we set up SBI Money Plaza. The financial product the selling to companies were merged to SBI Money Plaza, namely SBI Financial Shop and SBI Financial Agency is now SBI Money Plaza. And the 140 the sales reps of SBI Securities and the 23 branches nationwide are now brought into SBI Money Plaza. As a result, SBI Securities now see the 70 million yen of improvement of the monthly the profit. And as to the asset management, insurance, and housing loan, the salespeople are now qualified to sell all of these the different products. And by using such qualified people, the asset management, insurance, and housing loan that can be cross-sold. And we have the 145 the securities agency bases. SBI Money Plaza, if it continued with the red numbers, it would be just a transfer of losses of the SBI Securities to Money Plaza. But Money Plaza, which started operation in June 15, 2012, already achieved cumulative OP profit for the first three quarters on a cumulative basis, and its son is working very well as the head of the operation. the developing business fields that will provide growth for the financial services business in Japan. We would like to launch Nyuko Business, which is less influenced by the stock market. So in September 2007, we launched SBI Sumishin Net Bank, and in January 2008, SBI Insurance. And compared to the three earlier entrants, we achieved the profit in the fastest way. The 17th the month for single month profit and the single quarter profit in the fourth quarter in the second term, and the third fiscal year for the full year profitability compared to Sony, Rakuten, and Japan Net, we achieved turnaround much faster than them. And as to the insurance, SBI Insurance, in the phase one, we're increasing profitability. We terminated the reinsurance agreement with IO Nisei Dowa in March 2011, and we also terminated service agreement in March 2012. Both the business cost and the loss ratio improved. But of course, without reinsurance agreement, the policy reserves increased. However, if we continued the reinsurance treaty, this the company, the SBI Insurance, would not be the public company. So though we decided to recover the incurred losses in a short period. So as a result, operating expense ratio, net loss ratio improved greatly, and the combined ratio achieved 103.5. If it is less than 100, that means turnaround. The trial calculation is that the combined ratio is 170.9, which is combined ratio is the combination of operating expense ratio and net loss ratio. That's the phase one. And the phase two, the further improvement of the cut in the business expenses, improvement of loss ratio. There are some measures for which we will see some good results or the approval from the FSA. Excluding all that, those elements, we have other measures taken or to be taken. Already, combined ratio improved from 103.5 to 102.7. For the fiscal year 2013, we will target at less than 100% of combined ratio. For fiscal year 2015, turnaround based on IFRS consolidation basis and IPO for the fiscal year 2016. And we will turn it around in 2014. Now, the creating promising businesses, the example is SBI Japan Next, launched in August in 2007. SBI Securities, the customers can choose from among J Market, PTS, X Market, PTS, and the tick size and the time is different. The J Market tick size is 1/10 of stock exchanges, and the third choice is stock exchanges. SBI Securities customers can choose from these three choices. So automatically, our system can choose the most favorable market, and that is SOR. And as to when PTS offer more favorable prices than exchanges, and about 5% the cheaper commission is provided, so big benefits for the investors. And the TOB regulation has finally discontinued, terminated. And thanks to that, after October 31st, that is when the TOB regulation was eased, the daily trading value increased dramatically. And in January, at the end of January, it was 79 billion yen, and Chinex 51.8 billion. But more than 120 billion yen was achieved on February the 6th. So the fast growth. As a result, in the first quarter, and it turned around, and 70 million yen in the first three quarters. For January alone, operating profit exceeded 50 million yen in the value. So the profit is increasing dramatically. So how much value is added? The many buyers out there, the specific negotiations have already started. Japan Next, the trading value is 8.3 trillion yen in for the 2012 first three quarters. And the Osaka, the first and second section, the market cap was more than 116 billion yen. And the Osaka Stock Exchange and JASDAQ combined, still, they are less than 8.3 trillion yen. Their number is 8.2 trillion yen for the 116 billion yen of the market cap. As to JASDAQ and OSE, their exchanges, they have the screening criteria, who should be listed, who should not be listed. But our system doesn't have such the function. And of course, there's a discount coming from that characteristic. But still, I think that we can add a huge value. As to the first three quarters, 2012, we already achieved 4.7% of the TSE's market. On December the 10th, we achieved 6.5% after the easing of TOB. But there is the 10% rule. When it reaches 10%, then we need to be exchange. And I think I want to say that why 10%? Why should we be an exchange? What is the rationale for 10%? Such rule doesn't exist neither in the US nor in Europe. Why only in Japan such rule exists? Is there any good rationale to justify 10% rule? That's what I want to say. More than that, the margin trading is not available on our system. Why? Why not? That is what we need to see an improvement. Once the margin trading is added, then the business value increases dramatically, and that we need to make an improvement there. There's no such system in other parts of the world. PTS is there, but there's no the margin trading on PTS. We need to have the thorough deregulation. Without it, there is no future for Japan. There should be a lot of laws and regulations regarding agriculture and the fishery. All of them should be improved. Steadily increasing participant companies. Currently, there are 20 companies. For the fiscal year 2012, SMBC, Nikko Securities, Mitsubishi UFJ MS, Daiwa Securities, and Tachibana were newly added. Nomura and Mizuho Securities had already been participating. So major Japanese securities firms are in the picture. And five more are coming up, including one foreign company. In order to extract maximum leverage from the performance of the world's fastest matching engine, Japan Next BTS will provide a new communication protocol in mid-February, in order to achieve optimal performance. So as to SBI Japan Next, we have a much brighter perspective. The increasing earnings opportunity by cultivating the new business fields, SBI Liquidity Market and SBI FX Trade, launched in November 2008 or May in 2012, respectively. Markets are low, there's a Lehman shock, so we don't do anything. That was not what our theory. There are earnings opportunities which should not be nipped in the market, that any potentials should be grasped. As a result, the click 365, 23 companies are there, and our OTC market is for securities and banking, and newly established SBI FX Trade participating. And now we have 4.44 times the transaction volume compared to Click 365. Very long time regulation and the trading only on exchanges or the OTC, the market, FX market, the comparing the two, the tax amount that you pay is different. I think it's so absurd. It is FX the trading, so the tax amount should be the same for the both the systems. And now it is going to be removed. Now now it has already been improved. So the gap between the click 365 and our operation is widening. The investors are seeking much cheaper transaction, and the no regulation should inhibit investors' activities. So once the deregulation happens, we will be looking at a very the different the picture. That's what we saw there. Now the SBI FX trade, the customers with the accounts in the securities firms and the banking the side, and if we provide the FX services, that would not be enough. What about other people without accounts at the securities firm or at the bank? Here is our OTC the trading system available for you. That is our stance. Since its establishment, SBI FX Trade advanced its ranking in terms of trading volume from number 27 in August to number 19 in September, and number 15 in October, and number 11 in November and December. And in mid-February, January numbers will be announced, and we will be at least the top 10. SBI securities trading volume will shortly be overtaken. And that's the SBI FX Trade transaction. And of course, in December 2012, we exceeded click 365. Why is it happening? Well, because our spread is totally different from others. And also, that we have some measures to accommodate the shifting earnings structure. The measures to diversify SBI Securities earnings sources to minimize effects from the volatility in the stock markets. For example, the investment trust business, whatever the circumstance is, the from savings to investment, that flow should be kept. And the investment trust should have long-term perspective. And of course, there are some there have been some ups and downs, but the third quarter, compared to the previous quarter, 29.9% increase. As to the FX related revenue, we developed a new the operation, and we provide a platform for the securities the customers, not only the SBI, but there are other the securities firms platforms. But our platform is the biggest, with 6,453.4 billion yen. Monex, 1,670.9 billion. Cab.com, 1,483.4 billion. Matsui, 587.3 billion yen. And now we are also working on the IPO underwriting. SBI Securities is increasing the number of IPOs. In the third quarter, we became number one with 75.6% underwriting share. In the third quarter, we had 15 companies in the third quarter, and now we are ranked number one, diversifying SBI Securities earnings sources. On the long run, it is very clear that the diversification is going on. Comparing fiscal year 2007 and 9 months of FY 2012 period, the commission's portion was decreased by as much as 11.4 percentage point, while trading gains and losses increased by 11.4 percentage points. So SBI Securities earnings sources are changing this way. Now, we have completed establishment of a global investment structure. Now we will accelerate global development of the financial service business. The banking and securities and insurance businesses, we have invested the various areas, especially in Asia. And now we are focused on Russia. The OB Bank in Russia, SBI's equity is 50%. And from July this year, it is going to be online bank. So till today, we accumulated expertise and know-how, which will be transferred to OB Bank. And as to the Phnom Penh Commercial Bank in Cambodia, in terms of infrastructure, they are not ready to be the online bank. But as a commercial bank, real commercial bank, they are growing. As to the Hyundai Swiss that has a lot of stake, which will be absorbed by SBI, and we will have the complete the management right. And this bank is increasing its revenue and profit. And the implementing management rationalization of BNI Securities, improving the internet trading system, we have 25% equity. SBI Securities currently dealing with the Indonesian the shares, and we are doing research together with the SBI Securities and the BNI Securities. And not only that, systems operation, the cooperation that will take place, and we are going to make number one net the securities in Indonesia, entering the biotechnology business that is less linked to the markets. The growing industries for the 21st century are internet and biotechnology. That has always been my belief. And we have already participated in the internet business, and we thought that we needed to go into biotechnology the business. So in January 2007, we established SBI Biotech. We asked Mr. Arai, Professor Emeritus of University of Tokyo, to be CEO, leveraging his research capability and his personal relationship. And in April 2008, we started other related business. The Central Institute of Cosmo successfully mass-produced ALA products by fermentation. And Cosmo mainly used the product for fertilizer. And for example, it could activate photosynthesis, the growing the leaves and fruits much bigger than before. However, the ALA turned out to be also good for animals and probably for human beings as well. And Cosmo could not expand its business anymore because they are an oil company. And I happened to have very close relationships with then-chairman Mr. Okabe and then-president Mr. Kimura. So we decided to start up the joint venture, SBI investing 85% and Cosmo 15%. And now we are developing and selling the other related pharmaceuticals and healthy product foods and the cosmetics with these two companies shown here. The 5-aminolinic acid is amino acid which is produced in our body. But at the age 17, you hit the peak, and it becomes zero at the age of 120, theoretically speaking. So the capability of producing this substance in the body decreases. So it is, I think, a very good rationale to establish and develop the product as supplements. Now, purchasing further customer satisfaction and expansion of the customer base. The SBI Securities are now ranked number one for Oricon and the SBI, the Sumishin SBI as well. And the auto insurance, we are ranked number one as well. As a result, our customer basis is expanding, and as of the end of December 2012, we reached 14,708,000. And as to the usage of database, how to use it systematically through data mining and using various analytical tools, not only for us, but also for the customers. to provide the good services to the customer, we would like to use data. And now we have established the big data office, and now we have big data meetings. I serve as MC in that meeting, and many people participate in that meeting. Now we have been on the defense side, but now we'd like to make a shift to the offense. Now the market is different. We need to be on the offense side. And what should we do specifically? The uptrend in the market environment. In June 2012, I published a new book based on my blog entitled The Tailwind Behind Japan's Economy. And in that book, I said, with the 2011 market as a bottom, I believe that the market may be in 2 to 4 year medium-term uptrend. We may expect that the Nikkei will continue to rise in the medium term. After the Lehman shock, already on February 6th, the high price after the Lehman shock was surpassed, and I think it would be 16,000 to 18,000 range, or even higher than that. That is the current business environment. So our the business should be the suitable for the changing market. This is the average daily individual brokerage trading value. With August at the bottom, in December it doubled. In December, the level in December, when you see here in 2011, here the 742 billion. So it is less than this amount. Still, it is on the same level as December's. But in the January, it achieved the 11,683 billion yen was achieved. So the big jump. And in 2007, in July, it marked the 11,624 billion. So it is on more than the number in July. So there was an increase in December because of the results of the elections. The LDP recovered the position of the government. But in January, the situation is so different, and in February, the value will go up even more. Compared to the June 1st, this trend is observed not only in Japan, in all the other the markets. After Lehman shock, all over the world, the financial and fiscal policies measures were taken, especially QE 1, 2, 3 in the U.S., this quantitative the easing policies changed the American market clearly. And now, finally, in Japan, the change is going to happen. It is from Japan, the easing policy was taken for the first time, but it was too small. In America, the Q1, Q2, Q3, the big easings happened, but in Japan, it happens only with small steps. So when there was a small the improvement, the interest rate was raised, and then the market went down again. Now the Japan's and the world's IPO market. As to the fiscal year 2012, the overseas IPO will go down, but on a quarterly basis, the Q3 and the Q4, even on overseas basis, it will increase. So we are seeing the changes, especially in China. In Japan, for four consecutive years, IPO numbers is increasing in Japan. So an overseas IPO is increasing.
So when you look at the domestic market, the IPO rate, it is quite stable. Both of them are quite stable. In the third quarter, 41 companies and 55 companies in total. So last year it was 337, so it's much better. And compared with 1.25 times in the previous fiscal year, a strong annual average ratio of neutral price fabric offering price of 1.53 times in the current fiscal year. So the IPO numbers are going up, and the initial price ratio has improved. So we are quite positive about our business concerning private equity business. So the market will change, and the management must turn for a more aggressive management. So now, SBI Securities, they have been making various efforts in order to match the timing of the deregulation. For instance, lowering of the commissions for the margin trading and so forth. And interest rate as well as the commission will be reduced. In the SBI Securities, the number has increased by 2.2 times for the trading volume at SBI Securities in December versus in January. For the month, the number of newly opened accounts in January 2000 is over double of that in December 2012. As for the currencies, the volatility is quite high, so therefore we are trying to expand our business. And spread calculation to three decimal places in all 20 pairs of currencies. We have issued a press release, and we are shrinking our spread dramatically. And also, there is a tax-exempt system for small investment called Japanese version of ISA. This is for the individual saving account. And this is expected to be effective soon in Japan. So therefore, stock and investment transactions targeting at long-term holdings are likely to further increase. So because of such regulation changes, we have to explore the ways to capture our customers or potential customers. And we are exploring various opportunities as well as studying various measures. As for the SBI FX trade, we are standout. Starting 1st of February, we began reducing our spread to be 0.001 yen. GMO click 0.003 yen. And so was the DMM.com. So we are standout. And we are shrinking the spread, which naturally lead us to drastic increase in the trading volume. And the banks have been increasing deposit in a steady manner. Like I said, it is 2.6 trillion yen. So roughly speaking, this 2.6 trillion, this is about 37 or 38 in terms of ranking. So this is the ranking in deposit for community banks and other banks. And most of these banks are listed on the first bank, except for the exception of the Citibank. Almost all of them are listed companies on the first stock exchange. So it was in a very short period of time. Our company has managed to secure the position as we are today. And the deposit. We are seeing rapid increase in the amount of deposit. So the point is how we utilize the money. And banks must explore various ways. Mitsui Sumitomo and ourselves have entered in this segment, and we had some discussions. And I mentioned during this meeting that we have to create a corporate system as a bank. And we have to find the right way to utilize the deposit that are coming into us. And we have to be very thorough in our thinking. SBI Credit, SBI Auto Support, and we have been engaged in various ways within our background. But then, nevertheless, the deposit is reaching 3 trillion. It might reach 5 trillion in the future. So what we do with the money? So we need to have more stabilized operations, and we need to diversify our investment for growing deposit balances. So, of course, I would hear the views of the experts so that we can minimize the risk or the hedge the risks. And non-life insurance, we are diversifying our lineups. We have 302 nationwide branches in the face-to-face channel of SBI Money Plaza. We would utilize these sales outlets in order to sell our products. As for fire insurance, underwriter is set on automobile and fire insurance. The products can be selected, and the product is on sale from August 2012. Within our group, SBI SSI Underwriter, they deal with Resta Earthquake Insurance and Travelers Insurance. Underwriter is HS Insurance. These are partner companies' products, and we make profit on the commissions. And cancer insurance, we started selling this product on August of 2012 for free healthcare. And life insurance, we would like to decide the re-entry into life insurance sector as early as possible. As early as the early part of the next year, we would like to come up with some kind of conclusion. So we have some targets in mind, and we are planning to do it. And as for Money Plaza, this is a corporate sales focusing on cross-selling. Let me give you an example. For instance, solar power system, benefit system, or the elective 401k, KHI Bank, or the cost bank, and so forth. So that we can provide saving solutions to all of the companies. If you utilize the system, you can save the money to a great extent. For instance, you can actually reduce the commissions you're paying to the bank for depositing or transferring fund. And insurance itself is so different when you compare our product with the rest of the competitors. We come up with saving solutions, or the setsuyakushu in Japanese. We would create this brochure, and we would open a page which is suitable for the customer that we are facing with. Money Plaza's number of branches, I just mentioned that there are 302 branches, but there are affiliated branches, such as the Insurance Clinic and Mitsubachi Clinic. There are more than 500 branches in total. And also we have the 32% shareholding of the IRIC Corporation, and we have 43.9% shares of the BL Financial Partners. So by strengthening these partnerships, we would like to realize what we mortgage. Flats 35 market share. Out of the 338 companies dealing with this product, we are standout in terms of shares. We have a top share of 22.3%. Come second, it's a 12.8%, which is a huge difference. And 34.7% in terms of the number of applications as of December 2012. So we are absolute standout in this market when it comes to flat 35. But nevertheless, the appealing point of flat 35 itself is declining. So therefore, we have begun a new loan called Freedom Housing Loans from January 15, 2013. A housing loan product that allows the customers to choose either floating or short-term fixed interest rate. And the screening process can be completed by the internet. And at refinancing, it is possible to make the repayment term longer than the initial borrowing term or the remaining repayment term, which helps to improve cash flow at the household. Also, there will be various taxation revisions, such as the consumption tax hike, as well as extension and reinforcement of housing loan tax reductions. So before the consumption tax hike, we expect to see last-minute surge in demand. There will be a two-phased approach in the consumption tax hike, so we should be able to enjoy the benefit of the tax hike for a relatively long period of time. And mortgage, SBI Access, like I said earlier, just as in the case of Veritrans, it's a similar type of company. And this company have listed on the Kospi market, both SBI and mortgage and SBI Access. And what kind of alliance will be formed? We are now conducting study, and we will be studying moving forward. And overseas business deployment has entered into the next phase of growth. As at 1st of February, we have implemented a personal organizational restructuring. At this point, for instance, private equity in the domestic market that is overseeing, that Mr. Nakagawa oversees that segment. And Mr. Nakagawa should be also looking at the overseas segment for the private equities. As for the financial services, Mr. Yuji is now should be the key player in this field. So we plan to converge the domestic and overseas markets so that the person in charge of the domestic market are quite familiar with the situations in the overseas market. And at this time in the financial services, that person should be able to utilize his accumulated knowledge over the financial products or financial services that he have acquired over the domestic market and expand it to the overseas front. And they should be able to make the judgment. And the local staff should have the mindset that they are not just being employed and used by somebody coming from Japan, but they should have the autonomy and they should be more independent. But nevertheless, for the governance and compliance, we should monitor them thoroughly. So a newly established Overseas Business Administration Department or the Overseas Business Department will be overseeing foreign business development. So we are about to finish the number one financing. And as for the second financing, we are going to recruit outside investors to establish a larger fund number two. So this is a framework that we have to create. And under the newly established relationship management group, we enhance the recruitment process of outside investors. Like the saving solutions that I have mentioned to you earlier, we should be able to provide more diversified services to overseas and domestic customers so that we can introduce various financial products, both domestic and overseas, to our potential customers. So with that in mind, the financing should be made through a large fund number two. Now, observing Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank, we have 20.9% share, the Hyundai Swiss Savings. They're actually 1, 2, 3, 4, and the first B is the parent company. And the 2, 3, 4 are the subsidiaries of the first company. And we have the 20.9% shares. And in South Korean government has tightened the regulations. And there are so many arguments concerning the changes to the rules. And there are tighter oversight by the South Korean financial authorities. So the situations have changed in South Korea. And also, there is so-called bankruptcy for the household. So South Koreans are more centered around the land transaction, so similar to Japan. So the South Korea held a myth for a long time that the land prices would never fall, but nevertheless, the land prices are going down in South Korea. So therefore, the savings banks, the prominent savings banks have went down, most of them, but Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank survived. But we feel that the market has bottomed out. At some point in time, we thought we could hold the maximum amount of shares, which is around 90%, and we thought it was better to take that position. And the president of South Korea has changed. And we have two issues ahead of us. That is to rebuild the so-called land myth. And second is to rebuild the failing banks, because these are the two major challenges of the new president of South Korea, and we at least thought we can enjoy the benefit of that new trend. So we have invested 5.5 South Korean won. So this saving bank has 5.5 trillion South Korean won. So we now have more than 11% of the total balance of the savings bank industry. And the decision was made at the board members' meeting today. But we feel that we have almost bottomed out. And because of the global situation, the market has to improve. In Japan, land prices are improving. To tell you the truth, the market situation is becoming better. That is because the stock price began to move, and then the land price began to move. There could be some time lags, but that is always the case. And the Goldman's membership right, the market has been quite active these days. So I am speculating that same thing would happen in South Korean market as well. When I was at SoftBank, there is an issue over the IMF issues. So South Korea was at the brink of bankruptcy unless they received loans from IMF. And on the occasion, we decided to buy a bank. And we held shares of South Korean bank. And after a short period of time, we sold the stocks and we made a great profit. South Korean economies can be quite volatile in a very short period of time. So in comparison to Japan's economy, South Korea's economy is about the size of Kyushu. So therefore, their volatility is very high. So in order to be risk-averse, we decided to take a cautious stance. So we had a target fund as a GD, so we will be buying that bank. But we decided to purchase in the form of fund. So outside investors were recruited, centered around South Korean investors. So this is how we plan to move forward. So the bioventure is in full bloom. We are actively investing in the field of biotechnology. As for a company called Axela, we have the shares of 16.9%. An owner has more than 50% shares. And besides the owner, Otsuka Pharmaceutical has a share of roughly about 15%. And target exit year is within 2013, with the lead manager Mitsubishi UFJ and Morgan Stanley Securities. The company Axela deals with dry advanced macular degeneration disease. I'm very sensitive about eye diseases. The reason is that when you compare the variation of drugs or diseases, it is much higher in case of eye diseases. That is because 80% of the information that goes to your brain comes from your eyes, which means losing eyesight has a huge impact on human lives. Therefore, the drug is hardly sufficient to deal with such drugs under the current situation. If a company can come up with effective medicine, the company's value will be quite high. So we have shares of such two U.S. companies. And USA Catmon, this is also an American company, but they deal with the drugs with a liver ailment as well as cancers. In target exit year, it's 2013. And that is what they're telling us. And we have 16% share of this company, Cadmon. SBI Biotech, that we plan to go public in 2014 with Mizuho Security as the lead manager. We have some phase one, phase two companies as a pipeline. Concerning the ALA or ALA business, we target to produce earnings within fiscal year 2013. Amide lubinic acid is planned to be added to the list of known pharmaceutical products owing to the revision of classification of foods and drugs at the Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare. Aminolubinic acid hydrochloride is used as pharmaceutical product. And aminolubinic acid or phosphate is used for cosmetics. So these two are different. So we would like to start the full-scale operations. So at the end of March 2012, we had 52 stores. But as at the January of 2013, there will be 200 stores. There are 200 stores. So we had just made an announcement in the Bahrain Group and Dawani Group. We have agreed on establishing a joint venture company with the Wani Group, a major enterprise group in Bahrain, for the distribution of five ALA-related products. In Bahrain, we plan to establish a manufacturing base for five ALA-related products, and its product usage will be discussed with major government organizations. And I met the royal families, major cabinet members of Bahrain earlier, and they were quite forthcoming about creating this manufacturing hub in Berlin. As for brain tumor, we have completed the phase 3, and we have submitted We submitted a new drug application to the Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare in Japan concerning the brain tumor drug. And this filing was made on the July 5th, 2012. This is the diagnostic agent which will be used during the operation. And we plan to expand this further to carcinoma vesicae. So doctor-sponsored investigation by five universities headed by Kochi University was started, and phase 2 and 3 clinical testing is ongoing from January 2012, and clinical testing completed at the end of 2012. And for other types of cancer treatment, it can be used as the diagnostic agent during the operation. And this was also taken up by NHKTB. It was shown to the public for the stomach cancer. A doctor said there is no reoccurrence of the stomach cancer. But after using a diagnostic drug, the doctor detected the transfer of cancer to a different area of the body. So I think that this diagnostic agent for the cancer has a great potential. As for this carcinoma vesicae, this has not been approved in Europe, but as soon as we get approval in Japan, we plan to obtain approval at Europe as well. And Medac, of the Germany company that we have dealings with, they have obtained approval or the authorization in Europe concerning the diagnostic agent for brain tumor, and it is selling that drug within the European market. But that is it. So, but we want to explore other segments and get approvals in other types of treatment. So ALA has a great deal of potential. It can be applied to various types of diseases. There's so-called CRO Commons, which is the biggest company in the U.S., and we plan to have a partnership. So this agent has a huge potential. So we wanted to take the fast track. So chemotherapy-induced anemia, and we plan to use this as a chemotherapy-induced anemia, and we have entered the first phase in the U.S. in IND. And we have submitted the phase 1 clinical trial IND application to U.S. FDA at the end of December 2012. And we will be conducting clinical testing for the chemotherapy-induced anemia. So more than 90 universities and research institutes are conducting study over the ALA medical field usage. So University of Tokyo will be releasing its medical essay shortly on their research on malaria. And as soon as their essay is released, I will be talking to Bill Gates Foundation, and they will propose them to use that product. And Bill Gates Foundation is working to eradicate malaria so they can use this as a health food. In research on metabolic syndrome, Kyoto Prefecture University and Hiroshima University and other research institutes are working on it. And also we are having cooperative ties with cosmetic companies. So by mixing this ALA product with other cosmetics, we can expect further results. In research on cancer diagnosis, but just by conducting urine test, you can actually find out that you have cancer or not, and it will be more precise than the blood test that you're conducting. So the Tokyo Institute of Technology has argued such, and they are now conducting study on the research of cancer diagnosis. In the health laboratories, and research projects involving 5-ALA in the health science laboratories in cooperation with universities, medical school, are taking place right now. So there will be laboratories built. And by joining hands with them, we want to move forward with the ALA or ALA research. So this will be originating in Japan. So just like IPS, that is a critical part for us. And we have been deeply involved in the Middle East. And the government is quite concerned about the oil prices. Because of the shale gas revolution, there could be a huge impact on the oil prices. And the U.S. will become a major energy exporting country. So they have a strong demand to start new types of business in the Middle East. So in the Middle East, the diabetes prevalence is quite high in Middle East countries. That is 3 times as high compared to Japan. So that is why we plan to create a hub in Berlin. When I visited Berlin, there is a so-called Arabian Gulf University, and we have concluded a basic agreement to start clinical research on diabetes with Arabian Gulf University in Bahrain. And this AGU, or the Gulf University, is working to establish a clinical development structure that complies with GCP to support Arabic people in the region and to help treat diabetic patients. The university has chosen a supplement containing very safe substance 5-ALA as its first model of clinical research. So they are trying to identify if there is genetic reason as to why the Middle East people are more susceptible to diabetes. And Saudi Arabia and all the other countries are involved in this research. So if we get the endorsement from them or not will be critical. And the research outcome will have a very big impact on us. And Bahrain has already reached agreement to actually give these drugs to the patients. And SBI Pharmaceuticals will pursue clinical research in collaboration with the Department of Diabetes at Bahrain Defense Force Royal Medical Service Hospital, the Arabian Gulf University Hospital, and King Hamad University Hospital. We have already obtained approval to sell the drug as a health food. Also, we will be providing equipment to enable cancer diagnosis. And they have already sent 2 doctors from Bahrain so that they can get training in our facilities. Also, we have created a Bahrain representative office. And I have actually met the king of Bahrain, like I said earlier, in the United Arab Emirates. We have obtained the product license of health supplement on Natural Allah 1, and we have obtained the license to sell the product. So as in other areas, in Germany, there is the Allah-related business. We have 20% investment. In China, 40% investment, Chinese bio-venture, Ian Biotech. So we are rapidly expanding our involvement in various projects. Bahrain, US, UK. And we have already have collaborative ties with various countries. And also, we are actually accelerating our investment in the real estate, realizing asset sales while personally resuming investment. So we had 35.2 billion yen as of March 2010, but we foresee that amount will be 19.2 billion yen as at the March 2013. So SBI Holdings will focus on the reduction of assets held by taking advantage of the market recovery. So we are trying to sell assets. And in life living, the branch of Siri is quite popular and is selling quite well. So this is a designer's mansion. And the real estate prices are going up. So we plan to be very proactive in selling our product. So with that, I would like to conclude my presentation because it's 6 o'clock sharp. So I would like to now open the floor for questions and answers.